What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, the opening day
of the
2025 NFL season. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles take on the Dallas Cowboys tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is finally here. A nice Thursday night kickoff of the NFL season. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta. We are all here. Abe's here. Sunday school Bo's over there, manning the buttons. That's what he likes to call Sunday school Bo over there. But yeah.
Dressed up.
Dressed all up. Just looking nice and everything. Look at my guy. You know, no braids t-shirt, no Ron LaCuna, but you look nice.
Pants?
You look and pants?
Yeah.
You look very, very nice. Like I said, summer school Bo. Yes, but yeah, we are getting ready for this. I mean, as we get closer to Falcon season, heard some good stuff. I got a chance to listen to Rod yesterday and also listen to Michael Penix yesterday with the boys. So that was a good conversation they had with him. But yeah, man.
We'll let folks hear a good bit of both of those in the 11:40 segment.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that, you know, the season's here, and it's been a drama-filled season. I know we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but that's some messed up stuff they got the Chargers going all the way down there, man. The Chargers, and I'm talking, they play tomorrow against the Chiefs down in Brazil. Like, that's messed up. A team from way over there got to fly all the way down there and then fly back and don't get the week off.
I didn't realize
that. No, they play the following week against somebody.
Well, I guess their thought process is it's Friday, so you'll be able to.
Messed up.
It is. I agree.
That's foul. And then that field stunk. Remember how raggedy that field was last year?
That's the thing about a lot of these international games, whether it's college or pro. The fields,
this
What the difference is.
It's built for soccer.
I don't know why a soccer field can't be or vice versa.
Built for soccer, not football.
I know, but like, why?
Not football, because they have extra pads.
Why does the soccer grass get kicked up and sloppy?
I don't know.
Ireland, the game a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
The lines wouldn't even stay on the field.
Yes.
Like, that wasn't even the grass. That was just the paint they used wasn't even ready for
rain.
So it's like, well, you know, back to one of the shared beliefs of this show.
You damn right.
Play the games here.
Yep.
Don't play them
down
there.
I have no issue.
Here's what I'll say, though, to the Chargers and all other teams facing that issue going forward is get used to it.
Yep.
Because that's what it's going to be.
It's going to be everywhere.
Every team's going to have an international game every single year, not too long from
now.
It's going to be an 18-game season, and every team's going to play, you know, whatever your market is. And just, you know, obviously the Falcons have a game in Germany this year. I know that they were able to get some sort of marketing rights to the country of Germany.
Have we discussed a show or anything?
In Germany?
Yeah. Has it been discussed?
I think we floated it.
Oh, okay.
I'll go.
I mean,
you know people.
I know folks over there, man. I'm pretty sure a couple of my old military
buddies. Are you welcome back, though?
I think time
statute
has,
of limitations.
I think time has run out on that, dog. I think that
30 years is
enough. Yeah, it's a long time since since I was over there.
What if we got to the airport?
People.
We got to the airport. There was a wanted poster.
Or no, it was like Interpol. And like I'm trying to scan my passport. And like, sir, could you go over to that room right there?
And then you have to all your Jason Bourne training kicks in. And you're kicking everybody's ass.
We're thinking about we've got some information on you back in 1991. So was it you? Yeah, it was me. But I paid my debt.
It was you that vandalized the sign on the base.
Yes, it was me. All right. Yes, it was.
You were beating up those Boy Scouts.
It was me. All right. I was in a different place in my life then, Bunk. All right. They started it.
Right.
Yeah, they started it.
Yeah. And don't get that confused though, because if we go over there for the show and some Boy Scouts start some trouble.
Somebody get their ass whooped.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do.
Somebody get their ass whooped.
But if we can get you cleared for return to Germany, I'm down. Okay. I would love to go to Germany.
Right. Okay, that's all I need to know.
My dad spent time in Germany when he was in the military.
Yeah, so let's see if we can work something to shake some now. I mean, I ain't paying. You know, I pay for my food.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else.
We'll do it like the Vegas thing last
year. Yeah, I'll even ride coach.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, like.
I think we rode coach to Vegas.
No, I'm talking about the back coach, even the cheaper ticket.
Oh,
even the cheaper ticket.
I saw one of those airlines, one of the ones you can really get good deals on, they got it somehow passed where they're going to be able to have people standing.
What?
Standing room coach.
That can't be a long flight.
I must not be.
Oh.
But what's the difference? As far as safety goes.
Oh,
plane goes down.
Plane goes down. It don't matter.
Whether you're sitting or standing.
That's
like,
true.
You're going down.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, if you're willing to pay the, if you're willing to take the discount.
Whatever.
That standing room only costs $79.99. I'm flying from here to San Francisco.
From Atlanta to San Fran, standing up the whole time.
I don't know. I just saw that a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow.
That's pretty cool.
What are they going to think of next?
That's pretty cool, man. But I know, because you got the prize picks and everything. What's the line on this game tonight? Because is it a touchdown?
Yeah, I saw 8.5 yesterday.
Oh,
I still
man.
See it at 8.5.
I like Dallas in that right there. Okay. I don't. I just think about first game. You know, Dallas offense is what they are. When Dak is healthy, they play well. You think about George Pickens. You think about CeeDee Lamb. You think about Ferg at tight end. Mm-hmm. The offensive line's not bad.
I'm really interested to see.
Thank you, Rusty. You know what? Rusty just gave me a mouthpiece for Samson. He lost his mouthpiece yesterday. He lost his mouthpiece yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
That's a nice one.
I tell you, he loves his Uncle Rusty. He stay late. Uncle Rusty keep him clean.
Hey, Jack needs one of those for the jungle gym.
Uncle Rusty keep my boy looking
That's
clean.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, he keep him looking clean, man.
Now, does he wear it or does he stick it in the helmet?
No, because
a lot of these guys just pop
league,
it up
in their
there.
League, they have to have
it. Oh, they do. Okay.
In the league. But,
I saw Tommy Castellanos running all over Alabama with his mouthpiece stuck on top of his helmet.
It's a different time, man. It's a different time. But, yeah, I just think Dallas – I know with all the stuff with the whole Micah Parsons and everything, but like their offense, their receivers against these Dallas corners, I like it because I love his Keely Ringo. He gonna be picked on a lot. Mm-hmm. You telling me Adore Jackson is gonna be the opposite corner because they're gonna find ways to double team CD. And you can tell me you're gonna leave old George Pickens out there by himself?
No, I mean that's one of the sneaky additions of the offseason where you're right because you can't. I mean, you have to pay extra attention to CeeDee Lamb. That guy's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah.
When Pickens has, it's so hard to say because he's played with such inconsistent quarterback play and he's such an inconsistent person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you never know what he's going to do.
Yes.
But he's shown flashes and you saw it at Georgia when he was healthy. He's made some catches that most guys can't make. Yeah. And you kind of look at that Philadelphia defense. Obviously, they still have tons of talented guys, and they still have tons of Georgia Bulldogs, but it's a pretty young secondary, and they've lost some guys over the last couple of years as well. Like, imagine now, Quinyon Mitchell might be
– He's a dude.
He might –
He's
I know,
a dude.
He's going to the second. He might be one of the two or three best corners
he's
in the NFL
dude.
Already. But that'll be really interesting. The story that came out this morning was interesting. The fact that I think everyone should have called the Cowboys about Micah Parsons.
Yes.
But the fact that the Eagles made a real strong push to try to get him.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't trade him there.
Yeah,
because
they probably would. Because the thing about it is, he won the new contract. Dallas wanted whatever they wanted. They probably would have gave up Jordan Davis. Probably put Jordan Davis in that trade. I saw
now Carolina. Is Kenny Clark better than Jordan Davis?
Oh, he's younger.
I
think Jordan's younger.
Yeah,
and I think I want to see Jordan with this big weight loss that he just had this offseason, how he plays. Because this thing about him, he's playing for a new contract also. I saw where I think Shefty was talking about Carolina, but Carolina wasn't going to put Derrick Brown in there in that trade. So, I mean, it's, you know, Dallas, and much of it is Jerry's, I want to say, trying to clean things up or say we're good now. You did offer him a contract. Like, you wanted him to stay because what's the thing now? Oh, he was the podcast made people mad. He was a liked in the locker room. All this stuff.
He offered him a contract.
He offered him a contract.
Yeah, he just didn't do it the normal way.
Yeah, he offered him a contract.
He just didn't talk to his agent about it.
No, Jerry wanted him here.
And it was reportedly the highest contract for a non-quarterback in the NFL. There were no, I don't like his personality, which, by the way, just look at the history of guys that have gotten huge contracts from the Cowboys.
Yes.
Personality's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Can you play?
Yes.
Those guys could. Yes. They got paid.
Yes.
Micah can. It didn't work out because of, obviously, it got personal with the agent and all that kind of stuff.
I'm laughing at that.
Yeah, no, that's like, so funny. Revisionist history is a real funny thing.
It's amazing when you got to try to clean some stuff up. Like,
he offered him $40 million.
Yes.
Like, it's like, personality.
And at that time, that deal was better than everybody's. Then Miles got his, and then went up all that. But, yeah.
Maybe it's because he wasn't very popular in the locker room.
You
know where he's popular? On the field.
Yeah,
sacking the quarterback.
So, yeah, whatever.
Causing mayhem.
Whatever that is. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. Obviously, you know, Philadelphia. Because I didn't realize Dak has never lost to Philly. I think he's 6-0 against
Dak. I did not know that either.
6-0 against Philly.
Wow.
And so, I mean, he's going to come play. As long as he's healthy, the offense is going to play well. They got a couple of defenders back. We talked yesterday, Trayvon Diggs is playing in this game, but he hasn't done that in all offseason, so how rusty is he playing? I mean, I got my money now. I can go out there and just let it fly. I forgot Fowler's back. And so, I mean, they drafted him, and then the kid out of Boston College, the pass rusher, the little smaller dude, they drafted him in the second round.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they got some dudes over there, but I just think, you know, anxious to see can Saquon have another great year behind that offensive line, who got Dickerson back, who got hurt earlier in camp. So, I mean.
Oh, I don't know how to say his last name.
You know what I'm talking
right?
about. Right?
Yeah. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, Philly is, they are the most talented team in the NFC. I know Micah went over to Green Bay and all that, but these dudes still are the dudes, in my opinion, to beat.
I agree. Now, I mean, repeating as Super Bowl champion is almost impossible, but.
It has happened recently.
Has happened recently. Yeah. There was a team that just did it and almost did it 3 in a row. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we talked with Mark Schlereth about yesterday, and we'll get into as the show goes on today with the season starting up and just kind of, who do you think's good? Like, obviously Philadelphia is good.
Yep.
I think Dallas is okay. I don't think Dallas is going to make the playoffs. I think it's pretty hard to make the playoffs out of that division anyway, but I think they're okay. I think Philadelphia is really good.
Yeah.
That's not a hot take. They won the Super Bowl last year. No. We'll talk about who the other teams in the NFC that are up there with them are. Again, I keep reading these like front office people, scout, anonymous, whatever, and they're ranking the conferences. Falcons are outside the top 10 in a lot of these rankings.
Yep.
Like, which I can't really argue with.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't, man.
Kind of sucks to see that. Hopefully they're wrong.
They are wrong, Andy.
I hope they're wrong.
They are wrong. Damn it.
I hope they're wrong. We'll come back and get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.